Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Get your advanced PhD in WOW from Floor and Decor. If you're a pro, you're already an expert in tile, wood, and stone. And with Floor and Decor's job site delivery, their free design services, and pro rewards that actually reward you, your business is set to grow from one client to the next. Floor and Decor isn't just a couple of aisles. It's an entire store designed to help your business boom. It's Floor and Decor.
Brett McKay here, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. So many of you have probably seen today's guest on YouTube. His name is Aaron Marino, and he's made a name for himself as a men's style expert with his often zany videos geared towards helping men look and feel their best. And also, he's got this under his belt. He's a two-time contestant on Shark Tank. Anyways, today on the show, Aaron and I discuss how an early business setback in the fitness industry led him to creating an online empire in the realm of men's style, and then we get into the nitty-gritty of men's style by discussing the common style mistakes that men make and the easy and cheap fixes that will help you look like a million bucks. This podcast is filled with actionable steps that you can start implementing today to look more stylish and to make a better impression wherever you go. So after the show's over, check out the show notes at aom.is/Marino, that's M-A-R-I-N-O, for links to resources where you can delve deeper into this topic. All right, Aaron Marino, welcome to the show. You've got an interesting career. You are a style consultant, own some grooming products. You are a popular YouTube men's lifestyle guy. I mean, you have like 1.75 million YouTube subscribers, two-time Shark Tank contestant. My question is like, what's your story? How did you get to this point where you were creating these, you know, sometimes zany videos on YouTube showing guys how to look and feel better about themselves?
Zany is a good word, Brett. Yeah. It all sort of started when I was young. There were sort of a few different facets to my life that I really can identify as pivotal moments in how I got to where I am. One of which is I grew up fairly poor. We didn't have a lot of money. And this is, you know, the time of your life where you're really focused and fixated on fitting in. And so one of the things that I learned to do very early on was stretch a dollar. All my clothes came from a thrift store. And so it forced me to get very creative with shopping and style and looking outside of the box. And so this was something that sort of I still to this day really enjoy doing, is going to thrift stores and looking around. Even though financially I can afford, you know, not to go to thrift stores, it's still sort of in my DNA. Combine that with my love of fitness, which sort of started at the age of, I would say, 13. I had two stepfathers that weren't exactly the greatest, but my mother was incredibly supportive. And one of the gifts that she gave me is the gift that I feel changed my life more than anything, which was a fitness membership. No matter how bad my home life was, or how upset I was at home, when I went to that gym, I felt incredible. I felt like a king. And it's where I really felt like my confidence was developed. And for those listeners out there that exercise and take care of themselves physically, you know how dramatically it impacts everything else in your life. When you feel good about yourself, that's really ultimately what pushes you forward in many different ways and many different areas of your life. And so at the age of 13, I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, which was own a fitness center. And so everything I did up through graduating college was geared towards owning a fitness center. It was the only dream I had from the age of 13. My senior project when I was at West Virginia University was I started a fitness center. And, you know, I was so excited. I moved to Atlanta. I knew that I didn't want to stay in Philadelphia. All my friends were selling cars, and I knew that I was destined for fitness greatness. And so I moved to Atlanta. I met a guy. I was working at the time as a personal trainer at a fitness center at a Bally's. I met a guy. He said, "Hey, I want to open a nutrition store. I got a guy who's willing to give me $40,000. Are you in?" And I said, "Absolutely." It wasn't a fitness center, but it was a business. And I really feel that at my core, I'm an entrepreneur. I love business. And so it was my first opportunity. And went there. It was great. We expanded to two locations within the year, but I ultimately decided that it wasn't something I wanted to stay with long term because the gentleman that I was in business with was actually selling drugs out of the back, and I knew that I'd be popular in prison, but I would not thrive in prison, and so I decided to leave, and that was a very difficult decision. And I ultimately ended up going back to personal training at a fitness center. Well, during the time that I was at the nutrition store, I met a woman and helped her lose 100 pounds. She came to me one day when I was at the fitness center and said, "Hey, I didn't tell you this, but I actually got certified as a personal trainer sort of behind your back, and I want to open a fitness center." The woman was older. She was established. She was a technical writer named Linda. And she now had this newfound passion and wanted to help other people like I helped her. And so we signed the lease to our location to open a personal training studio on September 11th, as in the September 11th. And that should have been an omen as to how our business was going to unfold. But we tried making it work. We thought we were going to expand and create this line of fitness centers for parents and children and all sorts of great things. We raised money. There were all sorts of legal issues between one of our business partners and my partner, Linda. And ultimately, we ended up having to shut down the business. But something interesting happened when we were there. I met a guy who was one of my clients who was getting ready for a date. And he's like, "Hey, I don't know what to wear. What should I do?" And I said, "Well, why don't I just come over to your place and we'll take a look at what you have, see what you need, go shopping. By the way, your nose hairs are crazy. We got to take care of that." And a week later, his coworker called me and said, "Hey, I love what you did with Steve. Can you take my husband shopping?" I said, "Absolutely. It was a lot of fun." And then she asked me that question where it was sort of that light bulb moment. She said, "Well, how much do you charge?" And it's like, wait a second, maybe there's a market for this. At the time, my fitness center was exploding. I had to file bankruptcy. I didn't have a plan B, though. As an entrepreneur and as sort of just the way that I am, I never have a plan B. I'm so focused on plan A that I never stop to think, well, what if this doesn't work out? It's never an option for me. And so at the time that I had to file bankruptcy, I was driving a beer cart on weekends just so that I could eat and put gas in my car. But that was the point at which I had to decide, okay, what's next? And I had done a few of these little mini makeovers on these people, and I thought, you know, maybe there's a market. This was back in 2006. And so I did a little bit of looking online and really found that there were zero resources for regular average guys like me, my dad, my friends, just to get basic solid style advice. And so, sure, there was GQ magazine and Esquire, but this wasn't my reality and this wasn't the reality of most of the guys I knew. And so I decided to start an image consulting business and cater exclusively to regular guys. 2008, got a video camera. Long story shorter, the rest is kind of history.
Right. You created I am Alpha M.
Yeah. The YouTube channel is Alpha M.
Alpha
M. Yeah. And the website is iamalphaM.com.
So yeah. So you've basically taken this style of consulting and you brought it online to millions of men across the country and across the world. So let's talk about style. So I think it's something that it boggles the mind of a lot of average guys that just like, I don't know what to wear or like what things go together. So let's start big picture first. What's your overall approach or philosophy to style?
In terms of style, you really just need to find what works for you. And when I say what works, it's sort of, it sounds so simple, but it's what you feel good in, what makes you feel sexy. And I know that, you know, when you hear most regular guys hear the term sexy, it's like, well, wait a second, that's for women. Well, it is, but you can still feel great about yourself. You know, you'd never want to push your boundaries too far to where you feel uncomfortable, but when you get dressed, you should dress with purpose. And everything you put on, you should feel great wearing. It should fit you flawlessly as, you know, you can find or as you can have tailored without being overly tight. But you really need to feel comfortable and own what you're wearing.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, like, that raises an interesting question, that the guys sort of that rejection or that knee-jerk reaction is like, oh, I don't want to, why should I care? Like, why should I care how I look, right?
Yeah.
So why should men care about how they look?
Because it has never been more competitive out there in terms of professionally, it's never been more competitive. Personally, relationships, if your competition is paying attention, you can't afford not to. And it doesn't take that long to pay attention to the clothing that you're wearing. Just making sure that it fits you well, that it's not worn out, that it doesn't have stains, that it's ironed, that it's pressed. It's about personal packaging. You know, everything has a brand, and we as individuals, we have a brand. And your image, your style, that's sort of letting the world know who you are and how you feel about yourself. And if you're presenting a confident, successful package, then the world is going to see that. And as a result, you're going to be rewarded both professionally and personally.
All right. So you're kind of, your bread and butter are these makeovers. You've done, you know, you do that one-on-one with people, but you also do these makeovers where you film them, where you take just regular dudes. And I've watched these. Yeah, they're regular dudes. Like, they're guys who just, they're working IT jobs. They look like a normal Joe. And then you do these makeovers. Can you share a story or two of some of the men you've worked with on how upgrading their personal style just totally transformed and improved all facets of their life?
You know, it really boils down to confidence. And that's the big takeaway. I've worked with so many, hundreds, thousands of guys. They're all pretty much doing the same thing wrong. And they don't really have a firm grasp on what works for them, what doesn't work for them. But it is amazing to see the transformation in their eyes and in their confidence, in their body language, when all of a sudden at the end of a makeover, you turn them around, you let them see themselves in the mirror, and they finally, for the first time, feel incredible about themselves and the way that they actually are projecting and presenting themselves. In terms of one or two, there's so many. It's men, when you feel better about yourself, when you like the person you see looking back at yourself in the mirror, everything gets better. You're a better boss, you're a better husband, you're a better father, you are friendlier, you make eye contact more, you engage more, but it all boils down to feeling good about yourself. And so I joke with people that it's actually confidence that we're changing from the outside in, but sometimes if that's all it takes, then that, you know, go with what works. But I don't know if that answers your question. But.
No, yeah. What I love about it, because like I used to be, like when I was in college and I had a lot of free time, I'd watch with my wife What Not to Wear on TLC. And I was like, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's primarily women, but for some reason I enjoyed it because it was always great to see the story, like see how these people's lives got better once they did that final makeover. And I was like, man, I wish there was something like this for dudes. And lo and behold, there you go. You've got it. And I mean, that's the thing. It's just like that.
Yeah.
I think what's happening is you're revealing, like they talk about on What Not to Wear, like you're revealing like the actual self, like your best you that's inside of you whenever you start dressing the way you should.
I love that. I think I'm going to steal that. Was that them? Was that Clint and Stacy, Brett?
I think it was Clint and Stacy. I think it was Clint and Stacy that, but you should steal it. I don't think they have a trademark on it. So, okay, you mentioned with these makeovers, you've seen sort of the same mistakes that guys make. You mentioned that it's just like not knowing what works for them. But what are some of the other more common style or personal presentation mistakes that you see men make?
A lot of men, pretty much, when I work with somebody, they're a few things that right away you can change that make a dramatic difference in the way that you actually look. And that is wearing clothes that fit you better. Now, everybody hears that and it's like, oh, well, of course, I'm going to wear clothes that fit. Nah, guys are a little bit hesitant. they hear fitted and they think tight. If you simply go from a regular fit shirt that is cut square like a box, and you put somebody in something that is a little bit more tailored or tapered or contoured to the body, all of a sudden they look 3 inches taller and 20 pounds lighter. The same thing goes for pants. Regular rise, regular width pants are something that you can modify that automatically makes somebody look taller, their chest wider, their shoulders broader. They look incredible by simply changing the cut of the shirt and the pants that they're wearing. And this goes for their business casual clothing. This goes for their casual clothing, jeans, shorts, shirts, t-shirts, everything you can modify and enhance somebody's look immediately.
Right. I love that because I think a lot of guys, you're right. They don't know they can modify their clothing. They think, okay, I buy it off the rack. That's how I got to take it. That's how it's presented to me. I got to wear it like that. But they also don't, they don't realize that you can change these things.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing is you've got guys that have a wardrobe, a lot of professional, successful men. I go into their wardrobe and they've got, you know, thousands of dollars worth of incredible clothes, but all they need to do, instead of throwing out everything, is take the key items that you love and have them modified or altered. Take the shirts to the tailor. They'll put a few darts in it. They'll contour it a little bit better. And all of a sudden, you've got an amazing new wardrobe that fits you flawlessly. They can do that with pants. They can do that with pretty much anything.
Right. And I think a lot of men prefer the baggier stuff because they feel like it's hiding, you know, maybe that the belly they might have, but actually it just accentuates it in a weird way.
Absolutely. No, a lot of men confuse comfort with roomy. And they also think that by wearing larger clothes, it's going to make them look smaller, when in reality, it does the polar opposite. It makes them look heavier. It makes them look sloppy and dumpy when all they need to do is wear clothes that are tailored a bit more to their body. And that's the other thing, Brett, is that shirts, guys that have a belly or that are, you know, have a little bit of extra, you know, going on, they think that they need to wear bigger in order to camouflage and hide. And they still should be wearing tailored clothing and wearing clothes that are fitted as opposed to just regular and big and baggy.
Right. And so it just goes to my next question, like easy upgrade. This is an incredibly easy upgrade. All you got to do is just take your shirts, find a tailor. There's tons of them probably in your city.
Dry cleaners. Dry cleaners, right. Your mother. I mean, there are a lot of people, your wife. I mean, if somebody knows how to use a sewing machine, you can pretty much modify a shirt right at the sides and nobody can tell. Find somebody that can do it. Now, on some of the more complex garments, pants, jackets, those are ones that you're probably not going to just take to your dry cleaner who says, yeah, I can do that. But a straight hem on a pan, if you want to make that pan a little bit shorter, you know, no problem. But the more complex, I would try and look for somebody who is a little bit more of a tailor or more well-versed in the art of clothing construction.
Right. And it's not very expensive either. I mean, $5-$10.
That's it. And the look, oh my goodness, Brett, I'm telling you, it's like, it brings tears to my eye when I see these guys and all, not like really, but it's so incredible. Just simple little modifications like having your shirt tailored makes all the difference in the world in the way that somebody looks.
Right. So yeah, I buy most of my dress shirts from JCPenney's, like the Stafford Oxford shirt. But like the thing I do is I go find a tailor right away and have them tailor. And it just a million times better. I mean, it looks like a custom shirt that you spent, you know, $100, $200 on, even though it's a $36 JCPenney shirt.
That's it. And I say this time and time again. Give me a $20 shirt and have it tailored that fits somebody incredibly versus somebody who spent $200 on a shirt. The guy who spent $20 looks better 100% of the time as opposed to somebody who's wearing something that is ill-fitting.
All right. So that's an easy style upgrade. What's another upgrade that guys can make that have, you know, an immediate high ROI?
Jeans. Invest in a great pair of jeans. Dark wash denim. It doesn't get any better than that, and it's probably the most versatile pair of pants that you own. You can dress them up, you can dress them down, you can throw a sport coat and a button-down shirt on, a sweater vest, but you can throw on a simple, plain pocket tee and look incredible. A pair of boots, oh my goodness, it's perfect. It's like James Dean And it's such a simple thing. But yeah, finding a great pair of jeans, that is super high ROI.
Right. Yeah. I got a great pair of jeans that I wear. It's dark denim. Yeah, you're right. I wear it all the time. T-shirts, when I'm picking up the kids with boots.
And what about the boots too?
Right. Yeah. You got to do it. But then you can wear, like, I've gone to, you know, a nice steakhouse when I've, you know, entertained clients here. I just throw on a white shirt and a sport coat and I look fantastic.
Exactly. Incredibly versatile, timeless. It's always going to be in style. And that's the other thing, Brett, is that, you know, you really need to invest in clothing that is going to be stylish now as well as in 5 years from now. Talk about ROI. I see guys that buy trendy items or things that are very just now. And I think to myself, oh my goodness, that's just money wasted, because next year you're not going to be able to wear that. And so a key takeaway to the listeners out there is invest in timeless styles. Don't go crazy with nuts patterns. Stick to the basics. Build your wardrobe from there. That should be your foundation. Now, if you want to experiment, step a little bit outside of your box and invest in a few other things and go with some of the more trendy items, that's fine. Do that. But just know that it's probably going to be out of style in a year. And so invest in the classics and you'll never go wrong.
Well, I think that raises a great point, because I think a lot of guys in particular are leery of style, because they think, oh, geez, it's going to be so expensive. I have to buy stuff all the time. But you don't. If you just buy a few good pieces, it's going to last you 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 years. And so, like, that, you know, $200, you know, shirt, or I wouldn't spend $200, that, you know, $400 suit you bought that looks great. I mean, by the time, you know, 5 years later, it's been like pennies a day, like that cost per use that you've
done. Absolutely. And that's one of the ways that I justify purchases. Like a leather jacket. You know, I had I went to buy a new leather jacket 2 years ago, and it was a little bit more expensive than my budget. And when I really sat down and did the math, I can wear this jacket, because it's just a brown, you know, motorcycle-inspired jacket, small little collar. It's nothing outlandish or crazy with a lot of zippers or anything. I can wear it now almost every day throughout the winter, spring, and fall. I can wear it for 10 years. It's going to look better in 10 years because it's broken in. When you break it down to a per cost wear, it's pennies, as opposed to that one item, that one jacket that you buy that you only wear six times, that even it may be, you know, a third of the cost, but it's much more expensive when you actually calculate and do the math that way.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the US, with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. So I got a tree from Fast Growing Trees. I had a tree in my front yard that had to cut down, a big giant oak tree, because it died, and I wanted to put a maple tree there, one that turned this bright red during the fall. So I found that tree, made sure that it fit the climate that we're at here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ordered it. A few days later, I got the tree in a box. It's crazy they can send a tree in a box. And I planted it. A few weeks after I planted it, it's already starting to sprout leaves. So I think in a few years, I'm going to have that bright red maple tree that happens in the fall. I'm really looking forward to that. So if you want to try Fast Growing Trees out, this spring they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off with their first purchase when using code MANLINESS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code MANLINESS at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code MANLINESS. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Texas Pete is the sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with a bold, balanced flavor. The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. Their hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and it's not for the faint of heart. They also got a flavor called Sabor by Texas Pete, adds authentic Mexican flavor, and they also have a dust dry seasoning that matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. But the flavor that I've been enjoying lately is the chopped sriracha sauce. It's got chili, garlic, and some tropical tangy notes. It's really good. I love putting on my eggs. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products, as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And you can use promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. That's podcast24 for 20% off at texaspete.com. Check out the Sriracha Cha Sauce. It's wedding season, and while weddings are all about the bride and groom, they're also a chance for you to look your best. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed with Indochino. Order your custom suits now, and they'll be ready for wedding season. The process of customizing a suit on Indochino, very easy to do. It's also a lot of fun. I've talked about my navy blue suit I've gotten from Indochino. First off, you can decide how the jacket is, how you want the pockets on the jacket to be, how you want the lapels, the vent on the back, the lining on the pants. You can decide you want pleats or no pleats. I went no pleats on my pants on this one. And then you do the measuring process. You'll need someone to help you, but they have this very easy-to-follow guide. Send that all in a few weeks, you have a custom made-to-measure suit sent directly to your door, and you're going to pay about the same price for a suit that you'd pay for an off-the-rack suit at a department store. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code MANLINESS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code MANLINESS. Check it out today. There's a famous Abraham Lincoln quote that goes something like, "Good things come to those who wait." But that's only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring, so you can find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/manliness to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right. So Aaron, we've talked about some of the wardrobe essentials. You think a guy could have a pair of dark wash jeans is one of them. Any other wardrobe essentials that sort of build the foundation of a man's wardrobe?
Sure. I think that investing in a great pair of brown slip-on loafers is a great option. Something that is dressy that you can wear with jeans, but you also could wear with a suit. A great pair of boots. You know, boots are one of those things that make a guy feel good. When you put on a great pair of boots, you just stand a little bit taller. It gives you a little bit of height. I'm a short guy, and so every inch absolutely helps. You know, some other things is a great navy suit. You know, nothing with peak lapels, just your standard notched lapel navy suit. You can wear it to weddings. You can wear it to funerals. You can wear it to interviews. You can wear it to business meetings. Your tailored white dress shirt, another staple. I also would say, hey, if you're going to get a white dress shirt, get a light blue dress shirt as well. It's a little bit more color. It's a little bit more playful, but it's still professional. And you can wear it with a pair of jeans by itself. Roll those sleeves up. You look great. And I would say a leather jacket. I am a big fan of leather jackets. Just kind of, they're sort of the perfect counterbalance to a great pair of boots, where they just make you feel good when you're wearing it. And women find it attractive.
Women,
and so
do.
That's a bonus as well.
Find
it attractive.
Steve McQueen.
There it is.
So here's a question. We've had people on the podcast, and we've written a lot about sort of formal style. Like, I think, you know, this people got that down. Like, okay, I need a suit that fits well. A dress shirt that fits well, it's iron and whatever. But like, I think the thing a lot of guys have trouble with is like how to look good in a casual setting, whether it's at the office. Cause like there's so many, like your options just explode for casual wear, right? With a suit, like it's just like you wear a suit and dress shirt and a tie. That's, you know, that's it. You don't have many choices. So how can a man dress sharp in a casual setting when they have so many choices to choose from?
You know, it does boil down to, you know, make sure that the pants that you're wearing fit. You know, all khaki pants were not created equal. It really boils down to you selecting better fitting, better styled items. I would say that invest in a few great pairs of chinos. You know, one of my favorite pairs of pants is a gray pair of chinos. They're incredibly versatile. You can dress it up with a button down, or throw on a great, you know, lightweight V-neck sweater or crew neck sweater. wear some a sport coat with it, wear it with a pair of loafers or a pair of boots. It's incredibly versatile. You know, pay attention to the details. Layer sweater vests. I still think sweater vests are really cool. And it's a great way to just add another level of depth and dimension to an outfit. You know, a lot of guys are just doing the basic slacks with a button-down shirt. That's it. Throw a sweater vest on top of it. Or if you want to, a lightweight V-neck sweater is a great option. Just to, like I said, add that next level of dimension to an outfit. But then pay attention to the details. The belt, the socks, the shoes, your watch. All these little details that make a big difference when you collectively put them together. You know, and it really is going to be determined by the corporate culture that you're immersed in and what is acceptable and what's not. If you're wearing, say, polo shirts, if polo shirts are acceptable for business casual, you can put away those peaked cotton polo shirts and invest in something that has a little bit nicer fabric, maybe a nice microfiber. You know, Banana Republic, Ministry of Supply, there are a lot of great polos that are a little bit dressier. They're going to hold their shape a little bit better than some of the standard quote-unquote polo shirts or cotton polos you're going to get at Old Navy or The Gap.
Gotcha. So that's an interesting question. We can go there. Like, are there places or stores that are your go-tos that you can go there and you'll always find something that will look great?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as men, we don't have the quantity and the options that our female counterparts do. You know, when you go into a shoe store like a DSW, look at the men's section, look at the women's section. The men get like a row, the women get 37 rows.
Right.
For men, there are really only a few options in terms of stylish clothes. And from the casual department, you're looking at, you know, The Gap, J. Crew, you know, Banana Republic. That's sort of the you know, more expensive version of The Gap. But you know that if you're going to these places, that the clothing is going to be stylish and it's not going to be too over the top or outlandish. Some of the boutique-y stores and some department stores will have sections that are a little bit outside of the box. But I know that if I'm looking for a great outfit that's going to be nice quality, the fabric's going to be good, and the fit is going to be more on the tailored side as opposed to the bigger, baggier side, I like the Banana Republic. But the downside to Banana Republic is it is a little bit pricey compared to sort of its you know, more casual counterpart, The Gap. But I am a big fan of The Gap for casual clothes. But department stores, you mentioned JCPenney earlier, great option. Macy's, incredible. There are a lot of department stores that I absolutely love because you can find different styles and different price points within one store. And so Macy's is probably my one go-to store just because it does have different levels and you can find something for everybody.
Gotcha. So no Aeropostale.
Not at this age, Sarah.
Okay. All right. Aeropostale. Okay.
Yeah. That Abercrombie, there are a lot of, the general rule of thumb is when you walk in, if everybody there could be your child, then probably are in the wrong store for your demographic.
Right. Yeah. One that I forgot about, for some reason I remembered it, was American Eagle. Remember American Eagle?
Yeah. And here's the thing. American Eagle is still, like, you can find some good stuff, even that would be age appropriate for guys in their late 20s, 30s, 40s. You know, as long as you don't have big logos, you can find some decent standards. And that actually, American Eagle has some good prices on just regular denim, and you can find items, but you have to know what you're looking
for. Gotta know what you're looking for. All right, so let's talk style for like specific body types. You mentioned you're a shorter guy. Any advice on sharp dressing for shorter men out there?
Absolutely. You need to make sure that you are wearing clothes. I mean, fit is even more important on a short guy than anyone else, just because it does make such a difference. The mid-rise pant is going to be much better than a standard rise, just because you want to accentuate and elongate your legs. And another way that you do that is make sure that the pant leg isn't too wide. Shoes. You want shoes that have a little bit more of an elongated toe box as opposed to something that is a little bit rounder and bulky, sort of like, think Doc Martens, all right? Shoes also have a visual, can give the visual illusion of somebody being a little bit taller than they are. Shirts also fitted. Monochromatic is good. For short guys, you know, you really can't go wrong with you know, vertical stripes. You don't want patterns that are too big just because it's going to make you look disproportionately small if your pattern is really big. Stick with tighter patterns like small checks, you know, small window pane. There are definitely some smaller, tighter patterns that you should be gravitating towards.
Gotcha. And like I've seen this in action, guys. I've seen Aaron in person. Didn't even really notice the height issue. Like, he was super confident, looked great, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's one of the – I get asked a lot about being short and about height, and a lot of guys are super self-conscious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, they treat it like it's this, like, devastating handicap. And there's a good friend of mine, Brock, who owns a men's style blog called The Modest Man. He caters exclusively to men of modest height or under 5'8". And I was on a podcast with him and Tanner Guzzi, who is another great podcaster and vlogger that does masculine style. And Brock said that Tanner was asking us about being short in style. And Brock said, well, Aaron, nobody's told him that he's short yet. And it made me laugh, but it was a very incredible compliment, honestly, because, you know, being short is just, it's like having brown hair. It's like having brown eyes. Are you going to miss out on opportunities? Of course. Is it because of your short? Well, if you're trying to date a 6'2" Amazon, you know, it could potentially, you know, affect that. But men need to really just focus on all of the amazing things that they are, as opposed to what they're not. They're not 6 feet tall. It's okay. You just need to basically be as confident as you possibly can, dress to look tall, and just don't let that be an excuse.
Right. Well, so on the flip side, another thing that a lot of men are self-conscious about is their weight. So, you know, guys who are larger, style tips for them.
Yeah, dark clothes, monochromatic looks. You know, depending on what's larger, some guys will have, and most typically are going to have a larger midsection. And so what I would recommend in order to balance, I would go dark on the top and then a little bit lighter color on the bottom. The dark is going to make you look smaller. The lighter, like a light tan, a light gray, is going to make your lower half appear a little bit larger, but it's going to offset the upper body. You know, once again, not super big, bold colors, not super big, bold patterns. You want to make sure that it's subtle and subdued. You know, fit, once again, is going to be king. If you are wearing big baggy pants and you're a bigger dude, you're going to look bigger, heavier, shorter, and dumpier than you actually are. So it does boil down to fit as well. But dark colors, clothing that's fitted, small patterns.
Okay, great advice there. So let's move away from clothes. Let's talk about grooming, because this is something you've done a lot of content about. And in fact, you own two men's grooming companies. You have Pete and Pedro, the hair product company. And then what's the name of your new skincare product?
Yeah, it's called Tiege Hanley.
Tiege Hanley.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about grooming. So, I mean, where do most men skimp on their grooming routine that they should be spending more time on?
You know, it's funny, Brett, because well-groomed is so all over the board. What well-groomed means to me is not what it means to my father. You know, but the one thing that a lot of guys don't pay attention to is neck hair and chest hair coming out of their shirt. And I'm not saying that you should remove your chest hair. I'm not saying that you should, you know, remove your back hair if that's your thing. But, you know, make sure that you take a little bit of the length down if it is curling outside of your shirt. Another thing is ear hair and nose hair. It blows my mind that with all of the jokes, all of the information that is out there, that guys still, it's like, hey, if I don't see it looking directly in the mirror, then it's not there. And if I had a dollar for every guy who had super long ear hair, I would be a rich man. Those are two areas, ear and nose hair, that guys really kind of skimp on. Well, and eyebrows are another thing. You don't need to shape them like a woman, but as we age, the hair on our eyebrows starts to get exponentially longer. And so just trimming them up, when you go in to get a haircut, if you are going to a good barber or a good stylist, they should take a look around and help you out and trim those crazy strays as well.
Right. I can attest to the nose hair and ear hair thing. I've suddenly it's in my consciousness now. My wife, because I've checked that and I've never had a problem because I was younger, but now I'm in my mid-30s. Like, they're starting to peek out like a grandpa. It's
absolutely,
it's insane. My wife's like, you need to get an ear and nose trimmer. And so, like, I've had to buy one on Amazon. And yeah. It makes a world of difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On the chest hair, man, I like the Tom Selleck look.
Here's the thing. Chest hair is fantastic. It's amazing. It's just when it peeks out of a crew neck shirt.
Oh, and it comes out.
That's what I'm talking about. Chest hair, go for it.
All right.
Everybody who's listening to this, I think absolutely. You've got the audience, Brett. Right. Guys that come to me, a lot of them are younger guys that are still trying to be Abercrombie models.
So, I've given up on that.
Exactly.
I'm done. And I think another thing that a lot of guys skimp on is nails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, feet.
Feet, nails, especially.
Feet. Oh my goodness. Yes. Oh Lord, there's nothing that is more repulsive than looking down at a guy wearing flip-flops or sandals and the nails are incredibly overgrown or discolored. You need to take care of those feet. I'm not saying to go get a pedicure, but pay attention.
Right.
When you trim your fingernails, trim your toenails.
And I'll tell you too, women don't like to have a man claw foot. Scrape them in the middle of the night. And when I got married, my wife was like, good night. Like, she's like, you scratched me with your hideous big toenail. So I was like, okay, I got to pay attention to this stuff now. Any other place? I mean, like skincare, I think that's a lot of guys. I don't really think about that, but you got the skincare product. But I mean, why should guys care about their skin?
Yeah, because it boils down to wanting to age gracefully, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. There's nothing wrong with wanting to age well. The sun is incredibly hard on our skin. It's why I wear sunglasses outside. It's why I put an SPF moisturizer. I've had loved ones that have had skin cancer. You need to take care of your skin. Drink plenty of water. It goes beyond just applying eye cream. It's just about using a moisturizer, cleaning your face, once or twice a day to remove those that dead skin, exfoliate, the grime, the grit. You want to make sure that you're bringing that new, fresh, healthy skin up to the surface and reducing the amount of blackheads and blemishes due to excess oil and all the nastiness that builds up. It's just about, looking good and feeling great. And so, I don't know if that answers.
No,
the
that answers. And the thing is, you don't have to be fastidious about this, right?
No.
I think a lot of guys feel like they avoid it because, it's just I got to be girly about this, but you don't have to.
No, absolutely not. There are many products out there that have a nice masculine odor or scent. There are grooming companies and that sell skincare exclusively for men. And it's something where I think our grandfathers might not have done it, but I think using just a daily moisturizer is becoming a bit more. It's becoming a bit more mainstream, and it's definitely something that a lot more men are being more conscious and diligent about.
King of Denon. All right, so let's shift gears. We talked about personal presentation as far as grooming and style. I'd like to get your insights in this because you, I think, have some really great insights. You are a 2-time Shark Tank contestant, and this is one of the most intense pitches a person can ever make. You're in front of
Doesn't get any worse.
You're in front of Mark Cuban, you're in front of what's his name? Mr. Wonderful, Damon Williams, whatever. And then
you're
close. Yeah, I got it. I messed it up. If he listens to it, he's gonna bamboozle me. But he doesn't listen to it. I know that. But then it's on front of a million, millions of people watching on this on TV. So it's super intense. How do you prepare for a pitch like that?
Oh man, I joke with people. By the time I actually walk out of those doors, and the one thing that Shark Tank is such a great show, People think that there are cuts and takes. There's not. If you screw up, you screw up, they leave it in, and you keep going. There is no cutting when you actually go out there and pitch. The other issue is that you're out there for much longer than you see. The second time I was out there for an hour and a half, and they cut it to like 12 minutes. But I joke with people that by the time I go out there, I've been in that room 6,000 times. And it really comes down to, for me, I am a big fan of visualization and practice. I could recite my pitch in my sleep backwards in Latin. I practiced and practiced. And what I would actually do is I would try and get myself nervous when I would practice. I would get myself so amped up and just put myself in there as much as I could that I would sort of try to simulate or duplicate the anxiety that would come along with actually doing that. The one thing that I wanted to make sure is that I could just recite it, that it was almost like the alphabet. I didn't have to think about it because I knew that I was going to be dealing with a lot of other things. Funny story, the first time I go out and I'm getting ready, and when you go out there to pitch, to make it even more just intense, when you walk out, there's a little X on that Oriental carpet, and they say, okay, you're going to walk out and you're going to stand there, and then you're going to stare down the sharks for 30 seconds in complete silence. And so everybody is out there, and you go out and you stand there, and you're just looking at these people. Nobody's talking. And then all of a sudden, you hear a voice come over the loudspeaker that says, and pitch. And you go right into it. But the first time I was on there, I'm standing there getting ready to pitch. I'm super nervous. Butterflies are crazy. All of a sudden, Barbara looks over to Robert and says, oh my gosh, look at his ears. And so all of a sudden, this woman is making fun of my ears because they are a bit Spock-like. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. I'm about to pitch for my life and you're making fun of my ears. Awesome. But yeah, so just practice.
And know your stuff for the questions.
Absolutely. That's the other thing that blows my mind about Shark Tank. People come out there and that you know what questions they're going to ask. Brett, you've never been on, but you know what questions they're going to ask.
I know exactly what they're going to ask every single time.
Exactly.
What's the revenue for a month? What's profit? What's this? And like, there's people just like, don't know.
Exactly. Know your numbers. Shark Tank 101.
So, so any pitch, practice.
Visualize,
and then just know your stuff, know your numbers, everything inside and out. Well, hey, Aaron, this has been a great conversation, and I wish we could continue because there's a lot more we could dig into, but where can people find out more about your work?
Yeah, my website, iamalphaM.com, is where all my videos are, or you can just search in YouTube, Alpha M, M as in male, and find more than you. more than you wanted to. I talk about pretty much anything. Nothing's off limits. And I just have a lot of fun. And YouTube is probably where I'd be most proud if people right. went and checked me out there.
That's awesome. And he does get into everything. There's some questions that you would... You would be surprised he'll address it in his YouTube video.
But I do it as diplomatically
right.
as possible.
You do a good job. And you keep it fun.
Thank you. I'm like blue cheese. At first, you might not like me, but if you watch a few more, I may grow on you a bit. So,
well, Aaron Marino, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Brett McKay, absolutely, and thank you.
My guest today was Aaron Marino. He is a men's style consultant, style expert, and owner of several businesses. You can check out his amazing style content at iamalphaM.com or just go to YouTube and Google IML or search IMAlphaM. You'll find his stuff. Also, check out the show notes at aom.is/Marino for links to resources where you can delve deeper into this topic. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. For more manly tips and advice, make sure to check out the Art of Manliness website at artofmanliness.com. Our show is edited by Creative Audio Lab here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you have any audio editing needs or production needs, they're the place to go. You can find out more information about them at creativeaudiolab.com. As always, I appreciate your continued support. And until next time, this is Brett McKay telling you to stay manly. Thank you.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.